Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hunker Down Guide show. And I'm your host, Jamie Robe, and it is Monday, July 20th, 2026. And you probably are all aware that the tropics are active right now, which means that we have an actual cyclonic type storm forming in the Gulf. And it's called Tropical Depression 2. And I'm on the hunkerdownguide.com website, which you can access yourself at any time. I'm going to click down into our weather center, and you can see that where it is actually located here. It had actually started swirling a few days ago off of Tampa Bay, and gave this area in Central Florida a lot of rain. And now it's moved more into northwest, as they had predicted. You can actually jump over to the National Hurricane Center, and you can see the track here is just south of the panhandle, and it looks like it's going to drift pretty slowly, because this is Monday right here, and look at Wednesday. It's still over the Gulf, but it's really close to Louisiana and Alabama right there. And then it's got it speeding up a little bit, but still on this map, it's showing it going into land as a tropical depression. What do all these terms mean? Let's take a look at some of that. I've got some information on the website that I compiled and put it in layman's terms here, but we've got right now we're looking at a tropical depression. So that is a storm. It's pretty weak, but it does spin, and it's 38 miles per hour or lower. This storm is actually pretty close to that cutoff right now. It's 35 sustained winds. So if you look at this chart here, a tropical depression is less than 38 or equal to 38, so less than 39. Then we get, if it goes up to 39 miles per hour, up to 73, that's a tropical storm. So it's possible that this could, increase in strength, but we don't know yet. And then there's quite a range that goes up before you get to a hurricane level, which is a category one is 74 miles per hour to 95. And then you go up stronger and stronger. When you get up to 111 and greater, that's a major hurricane. So cat 3, 4, and 5 are major hurricanes. So right now we're not looking at anything like that happening with this storm, luckily for everyone on the Gulf Coast. But we definitely want to keep our eye on this system. We can jump over on the website. We also have a link to a lot of different hurricane models. This one is pretty cool. This is relatively a new resource. It was out last year, I know for sure. I was watching it. But this is the Google Weather Lab. So if you go to our website and you go to our tracking room, I call it, and you go to hurricane models, you can see we've got the different, I have GFS, this Euro model, and then this Google AI model. So if you click on that, you'll get, basically, I'll zoom out, it's a world map, so it's showing every cyclone is being modeled. You can see there's some activity in the Pacific here, and we can talk about that in our next podcast. But right now, we're going to focus on this area here in the Gulf. And you can see over on the left, you can turn various things on and off out of the thing. So we have the hurricane track, and then we have an ensemble tracks. We can turn that on and off. So you can see where it is going to go up and then cross over near New Orleans. As right now, they're saying it could be in that general area around Thursday, according to these models. We can turn on the this and watch what happens if we hit play over here. Now, the green areas and different colors that you'll see, those are rain intensity. So that green is pretty light in comparison to what it could be. So you can see there's this area is swirling around. Most of the rain, though, seems to be stay out into the Gulf, just touching the shore. And then you get a broader area as it dissipates. So it's interesting to watch and look back on, you know, how well the models perform. You can see there's those little dots. Those are the individual models. So the consensus line is that darker blue line. So we can play that back and forth and look at it. It's very interesting. So the bottom line is, with this storm, is it's something to watch, but it's also a good time to prepare. I'm all about hurricane preparedness here, and keep an eye out, because my next episode is 5 no or low cost hurricane prep steps. I had a discussion with someone yesterday that kind of inspired me to put together and compile into one post or one episode some ideas that I have in the book. Of course, you can always go over, and I have the Day Before Disaster, Procrastinator's Guide to Hurricane Preparedness. It has these things in it as well, but I did make a free resource and a PDF that I'm going to put on the website shortly, and just to help people get prepared. You don't have to spend a ton of money to do this. I mean, of course, if you go all out and you have the money and resources, and you get special kinds of shutters, or you get big generators, solar panels, there's so many things you can get into with this stuff, but you don't have to. In fact, the essential things can be no cost or very low cost. And again, I'm always about avoiding the panic buying spree that happens with all these storms. I don't think there's going to be a big panic buying thing with this storm necessarily, but you know, if you're in the New Orleans area and you've gone through Katrina or something, you know how serious, you know, hurricanes are, and you just don't want to be caught with something unexpectedly spinning up stronger than they think. That's always a possibility out there, but the main thing is to stay prepared, and so that when these things are going in your area, that you are ready with the essentials. So anyway, I hope that you will have a good week ahead. We'll have more episodes about this storm, which, if it becomes a named storm, it will be Bertha. Okay, we already had Arthur like way at the beginning of the season. That was down in the Texas area, Mexico and Texas. But this one would be Bertha if it gets named. So I hope you all have a wonderful week. And again, you're welcome to come to our website, hunkerdownguide.com, and check out our other episodes and our free resources and our free course that we have there. So have a great day.